Hello, everyone. Grand rising, actually grand noon. This is Dr. Joanna Wells, Joanna Raven Moonshadow as well, coming to you from Illuminating Minds podcast, and happy to be here today, as always. So much has happened. So much has happened this past week. A lot of good things and not so good things. You know, with everything going on with the pandemic, you know, things are pretty much the same on this side in Mexico. And very much, there's a lot of brainwashing going on as well. So I'm just going to leave it like that. So this podcast can make it up on YouTube. So a lot of brainwashing and a lot of negativity still happening in our neck of the woods. But good news, on another note, very good news, Texas decides that by Wednesday, they're going to release the mask. They're going to lift the mask mandate. So that's really good news for the Texans. Finally, the governor's stepping in and saying, okay, enough's enough. We're now going to open everything up to 100% capacity, and we're lifting the mask mandate. Hey, that is freaking great news. And you know what? When one state does it, everyone else is going to follow suit as well. Everyone else is going to follow all the other states, all the other countries. It's going to get better and better, okay? So I do see that this year, it's just going to get better. You know, it's going to get better for a lot of people with this whole situation. It's not going to be like 2020 last year. Things are going to open up. People are going to be smiling. People are going to be happy. People are going to be able to show their beautiful faces when they take the mask off. It's going to be lovely. So that's really good news. I'm really happy about that. And I believe this has happened due to on a collective level. So yes, Texas, I'm going to repeat one more time because it's such good news. On Wednesday, they're going to lift the mask mandate, folks. Very exciting. And they're going to open up to 100% capacity. And it's not just Texas. There's other states that are going to be doing it. I don't know exactly what states, but other states are going to be doing the same thing. And it's good news because that means that more states are going to be doing the same thing. They're going to be lifting the mask mandate. Everything's going to open up to 100% capacity. And things are going to be a lot better. Things are going to be a lot less strict this year. Grand rising, grand rising three. So with that being said, Mexico hasn't caught up with that yet, but we're waiting. So that's very, very good news. So once the mask mandate is up, then everything's going to pretty much go back to somewhat normal, I would like to say. Okay. It's happened before, back in the 1920s or 1900s, when they had the Spanish flu, that happened at that time. And, you know, everyone had to wear masks. The same thing happened. You know, all the businesses were shut down, all the churches were shut down. And you know what? Then they lived again after a couple of years, and things just moved on back to normal. Do we forget about this? No, I don't think we could ever forget about this, because many lives have been lost. And in many other ways, many lives have been lost through, you know, that's all I have to say. I don't want to get into it. You know what I'm talking about, how the lives have been lost. I don't even have to go into that. But many have been lost. And really, it's all a big, huge experiment. That's all it is. One huge experiment. And you see that the whole population, you know, it's pretty much moving into the Renaissance period because, oh, now we're freeing. Now we've gotten rid of majority of the people on the planet. Now we can just free up a bit. I guess that's the mentality of some people, right? Pretty, pretty nasty. However, that's just life, I guess. So what do I think about what's happening on an intuitive level? Well, history's repeated itself, that's for sure. I have a good friend of mine who flew into the States he ended up having to take the swab, I guess, or he thought he had to anyway, or he had to, or, you know, up the nose and all that. He said it was the most painful thing ever. It was very painful. And he said everything in the airport, it was crazy. They were all like closed down. A lot of the stores were closed down. And he says it's so obvious that they're not taking cash. Because what is going to happen next is all about virtual currency. Okay. That's what they're trying to do. This is not about what we think it is, this whole thing that's going on right now. It's an economic shift, just like what happened back in the 1930s when the Federal Reserve came in to take over. Now, virtual currency is taking over. We all understand and know that cryptocurrency is getting pretty popular, you know, Bitcoin, Litecoin, all of these other currencies, as well as the USDT, the Euro. I'm sure the Euro is coming out with their own digital currency. And, you know, you have a lot of choices. But I highly don't doubt it's going to have anything to do with controlling the whole masses like David Icke mentions. Maybe that's the agenda, maybe, but that's not what I'm seeing, because there's so many people that are aware, and they're aware of their imagination, they're aware of the power of the mind, that they can create their own reality anytime. Okay, they can create their own reality. And if they want to fall for that belief system, they can. Everyone has a choice. Everybody has a choice. That's the beautiful thing about it. We are all creators, and we're creating everything that's going on. And once we decide to put a stop to it, everything starts to shift. So anyway, let me give you an update on my progress since I've been listening to the NeuroGym and just reprogramming my mind. I'm now on the 8th week. Okay. Now, some people, they say, oh, within 21 days, your whole behavior starts to shift. You know, I'm going to say no. You'll start to see maybe a little difference within your behavior in 21 days after programming your mind. But it's a lot longer than that. It takes about 8 to 9 weeks. Okay. So what I do early in the morning, it's either early in the morning. If I miss the morning, then I will do it sometime in the noontime. When I meditate and I listen to reprogramming MP3s of everything, like good things, like I'm wealthy, I'm happy, you know, just a lot of good, powerful affirmations, feeding the subconscious mind on a day-to-day basis. Okay, that is so freaking important. I highly recommend that to everybody, because we're being bombarded constantly without even knowing other affirmations, if you will, not even affirmations, but other suggestions entering the subconscious mind, which is creating our reality. Okay. So when you take possession of that subconscious mind in your mind, you can really change everything going on in your life. Something happened as well. A lot of interesting developments that I shared with my students last week. Really, really cool. Okay. But I'll get into that in a bit. And this is to do with the ancestry and also writing in, you know, inscribing in your your wishes, basically, you know, writing it down in a journal. So before I even get into that, I've been listening to this for eight weeks now, this reprogramming program. And I'm already seeing a major shift in my reality, a shift in my life, starting to feel a lot better, starting to, you know, feeling more secured, confident, you know, all that stuff, all those things that you have to listen to every single day. And I've been listening to this same program since 2016, I believe, or 15, when I went to Thailand. This is a long time ago. And I started listening when things started slowing down in my life. I didn't know what was going on, or if there was a big shift going on around me, like the lockdown, you know what I mean? I would start listening to this recording every day. And after 9 weeks, something amazing starts to happen. Everything I'd ever want would come true. Everything I would ever want would come to pass. It is absolutely freaking phenomenal. So people are asking me, oh, what's going on with Burox and all that? And why aren't you talking about Burox anymore? Well, Burox, the trading platform, I decided to take a break until they follow through with their word. Okay. And I have heard good stories about Burox that they have followed through with their word. You know, something happened in November with the Americans. They couldn't receive, I guess their accounts were slowed down because USA stepped in and said, hey, we don't want you doing business with Americans anymore. So before you know it, the Americans couldn't see the website and they have to go on a VPN to look at the website. Okay. And there was a lot of issues. So what happened was Burox actually gave people their money, the Americans their money back. They always follow through with their word. They were never known to rip people off or scam people. Same thing happened in December. They put a stop on for 2 weeks. I guess there was a freeze for a little bit in withdrawals, or there was something that happened. It was a glitch going on with the website. Well, after 2 weeks, after they mentioned in January that things would start to move forward again, they follow through with it. Okay. So they have a good history about with that. And in April 1st is when everyone's supposed to be moving forward. The Burox is supposed to move forward and start giving back people's withdrawals. And what I highly suggest anyway, when you get involved in trading or anything like that, you should use the 50-50 rule. Pull half out and put half back in. So that way you never lose. You'll be fine. Okay. So I highly believe that things are going to turn around for the better. I really don't see them vanishing. If anyone of you want my intake or input about it, I really do see that things are going to get better with Burox. I really don't feel anything negative, but would I sit around and wait for them? You know what I mean? And just keep waiting and just sit on my hands? No, I wouldn't. Okay. I would not sit on my hands and wait. I would get on with it, get on with my life, and just do whatever it is necessary to keep me busy, right? So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm not building the team anymore this month until I actually see confirmation on April 1st that Burox is going to follow through and deliver. But again, Burox does have a track record. In November, something happened. They follow through. December, something happened. And then they follow through. They never made anyone disappointed. That's why people really start believing in them. And there's a really interesting article, if I can pull it up here, that something to do with Burox just recently. It's actually very, very positive. And someone actually mentioned that, no, it is not a scam. It is definitely not a scam. And it's in one of the, goodness, I'm looking for it right now, actually, as I'm talking about it. And I'm going to read it to you. Okay, I'm going to read to everybody what it is that I discovered. And it really put my mind at ease when I read it. I thought, wow, okay, this is, you know, this is not something that I should really be worried about. But everyone keeps painting it with a brush and thinking, oh, they're exactly like Wiseling and all that. So let me go ahead and read this right now. Okay. And you let me know what you think. All right, here we go. There is a reason Ponzi schemes eventually collapse. Ponzi schemes feed on a massive influx of new members' money to pay forward. The ones early invested get the most until eventually you can't milk any more out. They also have no caps on downline, which is sustainable. Burox is not a Ponzi scheme. It is a new company with new technology that is growing exponentially. It's time for upgrades. The upgrade is a system and more than likely works on monthly tax cycle. It makes sense to let no money in or out for a month so the new system doesn't have to catch up with the old. It's exactly a month. Furthermore, Burox doesn't act or work like an MLM or Ponzi scheme. There is no product to sell. The downlines are capped at 15 with the percentages lowering on down. This is sustainable as long as the investing or trading doesn't stop. Trading hasn't stopped, nor is it losing. This can be watched in real time on your dash page, which is clearly transparent. 40 employees can't keep up with our growth of all the new members you are adding. In order to keep their promise of withdrawal promptness, this needed to happen. Work is being done. The ASIC actively seeks out Ponzi schemes and is illegal in Australia. Burox is actively regulated by ASIC. This can be viewed on ASIC's government webpage. A stop or freeze can happen from time to time. This happened in December for 6 days when trading was halted for Christmas. It didn't collapse, even though trading stopped. Trading hasn't stopped. Burox hasn't stopped. They are working harder for a smooth transition. Give them the month that is required and needed to implement a smoother withdrawal system. My suggestion is to let any new members know exactly what is going on, but stay firm that these things happen with growing pains. Okay? So I find that to be really positive because, again, ASIC actively looks for Ponzi schemes. It's very, very illegal in Australia. So I want to say that I really believe that things are going to pull through, and just got to be patient. That's it. Because my account right now and many others' accounts are accruing. It's accruing in value. Every day it shows that it's accruing and we're making money every day. It hasn't stopped. It hasn't hid. They haven't hid that part. They show every day that you're making money. And your accounts are accruing, and everything is there. So I really have a good feeling about them. Okay. So, and because I've been listening to this NeuroGym every day, I have a lot of faith that it's going to be fine because I'm in my 8th week. Everything is going good. And every time I've ever listened to this NeuroGym, several times that I've done it, I've been doing very, very well. And financially, we're making really good money. Always within the third month, money just comes right in, not a problem. We're making 20 grand or more a month. And that has always happened with this type of, specific program that I'm listening to every single day. But even that is, you have to have patience. It takes 8 to 9 weeks to finally, completely transform your life in a way where you're able to change your habits. It takes 2 months or a little over 2 months. And then within that other third month, boom, things just start to happen and open up for you. It's very exciting changes. So I can vouch that things are going to be fine with Burox. But again, I'm not going to give you false hope. You do your due diligence, but I do feel that things are going to get better. Okay. So anyway, I wanted to mention that things will get better with this whole thing, this pandemic as well. Things are going to start opening up. There's going to be a lot more freedom. People are going to be flying back and forth all over the place. And I really don't feel that this whole cotton swab thing, and what people are saying, oh, you got to get vaccinated in order to do this or to get this world passport. Again, it depends on the person. If they're focusing on that, they're going to create that, It depends on where your focus goes. Wherever your focus goes, your focus flows. Got to be very, very careful with that. The power of the mind is so powerful and so important, and you just got to be very, very careful. So if that's not what you want in your reality, it's better not to look at that. It's better not to read about it. Don't read about it. Don't hear about it. Nothing. Just change the channel. Because you're the one who decides what you want to happen in your life, okay? Another interesting update I wish to share with everyone is this. April, I'm going to be doing an Akashic Healing Hypnosis 3-Day webinar. Finally, I know, it's been a while. It's been a while, I think about a year or two, a year and a half. But I'm finally going to be doing that. I'm really, really, really happy about it. I'm going to be teaching and what is in the Akashic Healing Hypnosis. That's very freaking exciting. Okay. Because you know how I talk a lot about the power of the mind and what the mind can do for you. by reprogramming the subconscious mind and then also connecting with your superconscious mind, which is your genie. With Akashic Healing Hypnosis, I'll be teaching this 3-day webinar, and the first day is going to be clinical hypnotherapy. Okay, I'm going to teach you how to do an induction, how to create a script, and how to come out of it. And that's like the basic. The second day, we're going to go into the past life regression. I'm going to show you how to do a past life regression and bringing somebody in like theta, okay? Just breaking it down. It's so freaking powerful. And it's amazing what people actually experience when they do the past life, because you get to learn why you're here, what your life purpose is, what's the whole point of being here. Why are you going through this, or have you gone through this before? And what is it that you have to learn from, okay? And in the third day, I'm going to show you how to connect with your superconscious mind, utilizing bringing everything together for the Akashic Healing Hypnosis, where I get to show you how to invoke the superconscious mind of your client, how you can communicate with it, and how to use the superconscious mind to heal the body. Really, really powerful. And you don't have to go into the somnambulistic state, which is Delta, to do it. That is actually, that's misinformation. Okay, I am a certified quantum healing hypnotherapist. So I have an experience in this department. And I've worked with many students. And I recognize that not many students can go into Delta. They cannot go into the somnambulistic state to communicate with a superconscious mind. Only a small percentage can do that. But you don't have to go that far deep to do that at all, because I'm a channeler. And as a channeler and also a trance medium, I don't have to go into Delta. I go into Theta, just move into Theta, a really deep Alpha moving into Theta, and I'm able to tap into, I can channel certain entities and so forth. Okay. So it's very exciting to be able to offer this. And you may think, oh, how is it different from quantum healing hypnosis? Well, with quantum healing hypnosis, you have to, you know, read the script and then follow by the script. And that's basically it. Okay. I don't really follow a certain script, or I just include my own style, create my own script, and use a lot of imagination and suggestions to help the client move into a very imaginative world and work with them. And then with the Akashic Healing, you're able to communicate with your Akashic, your mentors, okay? The Ascended Masters, your mentors, your angels, or whoever you want to communicate with. I'll be able to connect you to the Akashic Records, where you're able to communicate with those beings. And those beings are going to help you to uncover something within you, messages, maybe a book. You pull a book from the library and all of a sudden a message pops right up out of the book. You know, I take you into the healing chamber. I mean, there's just so many things I'm going to be doing. And to me, I find it to be more exciting. You know, it's a whole other avenue. And it really helps the client use the power of imagination. That's why I love hypnosis so much. Hypnotherapy is so powerful. Meditation, even putting someone through meditation, is very much the same. The only thing different between meditation and hypnosis is that hypnosis, you got to put them through induction. You know, like, okay, you're going to relax. And as you relax, going to move you in, down, 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 you know, and then into the deepener and all that. You know, there's a little formula that really helps the client relax. And with meditation, it's like, take a few deep breaths. Okay, you're moving into meditation mode, right? But I like both of them. I love both those styles. And when you're working with someone to, you know, help them to imagine the world that they want, and helping them to utilize that imagination during the time of theta when they're under hypnosis or meditation, it is so powerful, because their subconscious mind sucks all that in, and then it will help in creating a new reality, a new parallel universe, if you will. It's very, very, very powerful. So that's why I'm moving on this in this direction, because to me, that's the most powerful thing, to help somebody to tap into their superconscious mind and subconscious mind to gain control over it, finally, which is very magical compared to, you know, what's been going on with many of us. We don't even recognize or realize sometimes that we're sucking in a lot of this stuff into our subconscious mind, all these suggestions from the news, from the media, from, you know, what's going on out there, and, you know, all this fear being pumped into your head. So with hypnotherapy, you get to transmute that. And along with the class, I'm also going to be doing individual sessions as well. So that way you understand exactly what it's like, how it feels to be under hypnosis, how to communicate or channel your superconscious mind and everything. It's so powerful. So I'm going to be doing this in April 16th, 17th, and 18th, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I cannot freaking wait. So if you want to learn about more about it, sign up. I'm only taking 10 people for this webinar, 10 people, because I'm going to be working with you personally as well. So 10's enough for me for April. And you can go to ravenmoonshadowtemple.com and then click on workshops or courses. And the information is there to sign up. And April 1st is the deadline. Okay. So I love this work. I really want to continue doing this work. Anything to do with transformation, leadership, you know, mind magic, helping you to shift your mind, helping you to shift your belief so you can create a better world for yourself, is definitely where I wish to focus on mainly. Okay. So to me, that's more exciting. I cannot wait. So it's going to be the Akashic Healing Hypnosis workshop or webinar. It's going to be on Zoom and it's going to be in mid-April. Cannot wait. Taking 10 people and I cannot wait. And I'm going to show you exactly how to do it. And that way you'll be certified by me in the Akashic Healing Hypnosis. And you can also do that with others. But I find it to be powerful, powerful, because it's helping so many people. You know, it's all about manifesting, journaling, everything. And when you can go into somebody's mind with their permission, hello, and you can play with them a little and they can play with you and be in a world of imagination, they come out being so happy. My students and clients, they love it. They're like, oh, can I do another? I want to do another one another week. And I'm like, no, you got to wait a couple months before we do another session, you know? So, hey, Nick, welcome. Well, yeah. Definitely, if you want to sign up, I'm very excited. It's going to be wonderful. The first, like I said, the first day, it's going to be clinical hypnotherapy. The second day is going to be past life regression. The third day, I'm going to show you everything of Akashic healing and a little, you know, and how to, my style, how to communicate with a superconscious mind. So you can go to ravenmoonshadowtemple.com and go to, I believe, programs, courses, and that link, and you can sign up. I'm excited by it. I love it. And I'm really grateful. I've changed a lot of lives that way. And the beautiful thing, this is something that you need to know, the beautiful thing in this type of work, when you're doing hypnosis, NLP, you know, quantum healing hypnosis and so forth, you're actually going through it yourself as well. You're being, when, if you're healing the client or the client's being healed through the superconscious mind, you're also being healed. So it's a double whammy. It's a double whammy for you. You know, you being the instructor, the teacher, showing people how to do this. It's so powerful and it is completely in alignment with the law of attraction, you know, Neville Goddard's book, The Power of Imagination, Think and Grow Rich. What do they talk about? Use the power of imagination. Yes, use the power of imagination because it's your imagination that is going to create what it is that you want. And when you imagine what happens, you know, you take in all of your five senses along with the sixth sense, which is that faculty of imagination. And then you write it all down, which is even more powerful because now you're utilizing the five senses and you're putting it onto a piece of paper, which is nice. Like an NLP, when you do a certain NLP neuro-linguistic programming, and then you say, okay, anchor it with your finger or your hand or your, or a snap. You know, because you're making it more realistic for you with the five senses. And it is very, very life-changing. Okay. So I'm really grateful to do this. And if I see a lot more people that are really interested, you know, I may just even go far in doing it more often. It would be nice. Maybe do something in person later in the year anyway. Just wanting to make sure that everything is going to be good later in the year where everyone could, you know, when the masquerade could just kind of, you know, simmer down a bit or the pandemic or whatever's going on can simmer down a little bit. Maybe we can create that as well, right, along the way. But this is going to be done on Zoom, and yeah, and then with each person, I'm going to be doing the session each separately, though. So, you know, after the course, and then I'll make an appointment with each student, and I'll say, okay, you know, just you one-on-one, you and I one-on-one, and then I put you through. So, and yes, you could do group. Group is cool, too, but I find it's better personally when you do a session on a person. It's better because that individual will be able to speak up. You get to help them down in their journey. And, you know, it can be very, very personal too, as well. You know, this is something very personal to the client, but I love hypnosis. I'm in love with it. It's absolutely exciting. And you know what, if anything, now that people realize the power of the mind, you know, and quantum physics actually proves that, you know, your thoughts create your reality. Masaru Emoto, who actually did an experiment with water, and, you know, by infusing the water with his intention, you know, of love, of hate, of sickness, and then the waters come out after they've been frozen, they come out looking, forming completely different, you know, some looking beautiful like snowflakes, the ones that were infused with love, and some that were infused with, you know, nastiness, anger, you know, hate looked very sickly. The water, you know, even had like a yellowish ting to it. It's absolutely powerful, your thoughts. And we need to give more credit to that. Your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, all of that is so important. And when you go through hypnosis and meditation, that's what happens. You start to be infused with all of that. You're feeling exactly that moment. You're in the moment. You're in that, you know, in that mode, if you will, to bring it forth into your life. You know, you act as if, there you go. That's what I'm trying to say. You act as if you already have what it is that you want, right? So let's say that you are kind of having a hard time. You know, you're like, you know, I get too distracted every day with my iPhone, TV, or whatever the heck. You know, I just want that special, you know, time where I can just go through this hypnosis and free myself. So I know that once I get this hypnosis done, or, you know, go through a meditation or whatever, that I know that my life's going to change. And you got to come with it like that. You know, when I had my first hypnosis years ago, 11, 12 years ago, it was all about picking up my career. I wanted to enhance my career. I wanted my life to get better and all this other stuff. And it only took like an hour and a half with this hypnotherapist. After I left, it was a great damn experience. It was like a vacation. It really was. And then all 6 months, my life changed. My life completely changed. And then I became known and, you know, on YouTube and all that other stuff. And it was that easy. I didn't have to keep listening every day, MP3, every single day for 8-9 weeks. I kid you not. It was one time. It only took one time. And my life changed. That's how powerful clinical hypnotherapy is. If you wanted to get that little shift going where you're like, you know, I'm not confident enough. I need to build up my confidence so I can do this in my work, or I need more money. I need more abundance. You know, I need more love in my life. I need to be more healthier, or whatever it is that you need. Hypnotherapy can definitely help with that. It's just freaking fascinating. Now with Akashic Healing Hypnotherapy and Quantum Healing Hypnotherapy, that's just really going really deep. It's like having a surgery. Okay. You're going in deep to find out about your past life. That's number one. You're going to learn about 2 to 3 past lives. It's going to walk you through. And then after that, then we go on to communicating with the, your ascended masters. And then and then I connect you with the superconscious mind. And then I move you into the healing chamber. Really, really powerful. And you're going to have so much fun. I mean, every student is like, oh my gosh, I want to know more. So now instead of just doing the session, I decided I'm going to train this because it's very, very powerful, and it will be recorded as well. So very excited. And I just wanted to give you that quick announcement. If those of you who are interested and you want to sign up, awesome, awesome. So now we are in our other half of the hour, and it is time for a reading, an awesome reading. Let's see what's going on this week. So I'm going to go ahead and do a reading of what is going to happen in the next 7 days. How's that sound? It's going to be a little bit like a little astrology. I'll throw a little astrology in it, some moon cards, and yeah, we're going to figure out what is going on. So I love doing this, by the way. I love doing this a lot. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to shuffle the cards. And then I want you to think any number 1 to 4, okay? 1 to 4, just imagine what number draws you. And then I'm going to shuffle the cards right now. And then I'll let you know what I'm getting. And I'm going to use a couple decks or a few decks with this as well. So that's how I start off. And let me see here. All right. Let me free my little space here. So 1, 1, 1, 2, 4, 2, 2, 2, 2, 3, 3, 3. Goodness, I'm hearing cats. All right. Awesome. All right. So I got the 4 piles here. Okay. So think 1 through 4. What number is calling you? And then I'm going to get started right away. Okay. So hopefully you got that number in your head, 1 through 4. So I'm going to start number 1, the reading. All right. Oh my gosh. My kitty just started yelling. He's like, no, you're not going to read. All right, here we go. Number 1. I'm actually seeing a partnership. Okay. Oh, interesting. All right. So number 1 is telling me that there is something going on with a partnership. There's a lot of blocks going on here. Oh, goodness. Hold on. I'm going to let my kitty out. Go ahead. Go ahead, baby. Go out. See ya. I'm getting a lot of clients, and there's a major block there. And right now it's saying, the universe is saying, it is time to really use the power of your spirit, you know, spiritual strength. Use the power of your mind. It's very, very important. And really use it. And usually whenever I get this card, it's like, oh gosh, what is it now? You know, I get kind of upset about it. And I'm like, why? You know, it's a test. It is a major test right now. And then I'm also getting financial problems. You know, things, there's a lot of blocks with finances. You know, things don't seem to be moving forward fast enough. You know, a lot of anxiety surrounding this. But what it's trying to do is teach you to just put a stop to it right now and just imagine a better world. Imagine what it is that you want. Meditation is very important right now, okay, to overcome a lot of this, these little blocks. So let me see what's going on with astrological level here. And let's get down into the nitty gritty, because I'm going to try to figure out what's going on. So it seems like, again, if you're trying to form a partnership or an alliance in any way, just put it on hold at this time. Just wait. Wait until things get better. And let me see here. What's going on in an astrological level for pile number 1? All right. Taurus, okay, very good card. It says the energy around you shows the abundance of nature. It is rich, earthy, and productive, yet relaxed and slow. And the moon is your unconscious mind. Ha! Sensitive inner emotions and responses. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? Isn't that what I just spoke about? The energy around you is serious, materialistic, and hardworking. It bestows shrewdness and caution and cautious ambition. So what I'm picking up here, there's a lot of things. The moon has already told me straight up that you're picking up a lot of fears coming from somewhere else. Okay, simple. A lot of these fears are not even real. And because of that, it's being programmed in your mind, and therefore you are creating that reality for yourself. And it says the abundance is there. You got your abundance. Everything around you is going to turn out for the better. It will. It's going to get better for you. But you have to, again, with a moon card, every time I get this moon, it's, you know, I know what needs to be done. You need to reprogram your mind. You need to do some magic. You need to do some meditation. You need to do some affirmations, magical journaling, write things down that you want, you know, and keep looking at, you know, happy videos, mind movie videos, read inspiring books, listen to motivational speakers, anything to lift your vibration right now, because it feels like Saturn is in the way, like the moon is in Saturn, because I'm getting Capricorn here. Moon in Capricorn, Saturn, something to do with discipline. Really discipline yourself, really go inside yourself in order to make your life better, okay? And a lot of the anxiety is not even real. That's the thing. It's like made up anxiety in your head, but it's not really real. But the thing that's going to make it real is if you believe in it that much, okay? So I'm going to pull out my moon cards and see what... give you a little insight for, it's just going to happen with this next 7 days. Okay. And see if there's anything positive that the moon cards have to say for you. And again, it's all positive. It's just your belief. You're feeding your mind, you know, stop watching the news, stop watching anything negative or the fear that's going on out there, because that is a hypnosis too. You're being hypnotized by the television set. Okay. So what does my pile one need to know? What does my pile one need to know right now? Oh, your commitment is being tested. Your dreams need practical planning. Okay. So, yeah, your commitment is being tested. And what I highly recommend, like I say, practical. Dreams that are practical. Not too huge, not too extravagant right now, but just a little practical. Or, you know, whatever dreams that you have, write it down. That makes it practical, okay? That makes it very practical, because Taurus energy is coming in the first quarter of the moon. So a lot of people are being tested. I'm being tested. Oh my gosh. You know, a lot of us are being tested at this moment, and we're not knowing what is going on. And we're like, why is things so hard? Why is it that we start something, all of a sudden something stops? It's like too good to be true. You know, like with this Burox thing, you know, I'm kind of going through that experience as well. So it's just saying, you know what, just let go of that and focus on what you really want. Focus, not just focus on it because of money, focus on your passions, what makes you happy and all of that. Okay. So that's for pile number one. This is for the next 7 days. You know, start shifting it. You can shift it anytime. Just put a stop to it. Put a halt to your thoughts. Feel good. Start listening to some good music. Anything to make you happy. All right. So let me see here. Where is my... Okay. So now pile number two. Okay. I'm getting... Wow, that's very interesting. Okay, pile number two, I'm getting memories of love, the waiting game, accelerated motion, and awareness. So what I'm getting here, the memories, is telling me that for pile number two, hold on one second. Okay, good. Okay, so for pile number two, you've been very nostalgic, okay? You've been thinking about what's going on, you know, it used to be so awesome back in the day. What's going on now? You know, you're in memory lane a lot, okay? And that's fine, but don't get lost in memory lane, okay? We understand things have been really beautiful. I'm sure you think about all the good times that you used to have and all that. And there's a lot of, I feel some anxiety with you, just kind of like waiting for things to happen. You know, you're kind of staring at a pot, you know, of water waiting to boil. You're like, oh, when is this pot water ever going to, you know, start boiling right now? I mean, I really need things to start happening. So this is what's been going on in the past lately. And I got some really good news for you. Things are going to start picking up momentum. Get ready, because you're going to have a major insight that's going to happen. Something of an awareness. You're going to have a major insight, and you're going to start seeing your dreams coming true? Are you going to start seeing some synchronicities, some signs popping up, and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, my luck is changing. So whatever has happened before, you know, things have been very, very slow for you. Your luck is changing. Things are going to get better. And I'm also seeing like a connection, intuitive connection. It could be connecting with your ancestors, your guides. And you're going to see a lot of evidence of that. Like they're speaking to you and you're going to know that. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, my angels are so speaking to me through numbers, through colors, through words, through music. Really pay attention. But whatever's going to be happening within the next 7 days, things are going to start opening up for you, okay? Because, you know, you've been nostalgic for a little while, but you need to start putting that focus on the things that you want and get excited by it because it's going to happen. It's just around the corner, all right? So, card just popped right up. I didn't even have to shuffle. Have faith in your dreams. Wow. That was very, very powerful. Okay. And then I'll get into the astrology in a bit. The moon cards just decided to come out first though. Have faith in your dreams. That's what it's saying. Things are going to get better for you. Just have faith in your dreams. You're going to start seeing things opening up for you. Don't let your past hold you back. There you go. So freaking perfect. Oh my gosh. What did I just say? Memory lane. Quit focusing on what happened in the past. Whether it's good or bad, it doesn't matter. Don't let your past hold you back. Have faith in your dreams right now. Awesome. 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 Okay. So that's exactly what I'm getting for you, number two. And let me see. I've got to find... Okay, the astrology cards here. I can't forget those. So yeah, whatever you're doing, number two, keep doing it. You're on the right path. You're on the right path, okay? So let's see what the astro cards are saying for you at this time. All right, let's go for it. Fifth house, where you have fun, romance, and create things you are proud of. Awesome. So number two, you're focusing on... Keep with your passions. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Do not stop. Just go. If you want to take a trip, this is a good time to do it. Go take a trip. Go somewhere. Go on a little journey, far or wide. It doesn't matter. A short jaunt doesn't matter. It's saying go for it. Go have some fun. It is time to get out of your head. Oh my gosh, what a powerful card. The sun popped up with Scorpio. Your immortal spirit, purpose, and destiny is involved. Something's going to happen on a trip, number two. You're going to find out your destiny is going to be there waiting for you. And due to Scorpio, this energy with Scorpio is saying that it's going to be very intense, masterful, thoughtful, and magnetically charming, but also secretive and possessive. So you're going to carry with you a magnetic charm. Something about that, and people are going to notice that. So get ready. The sun card to pop up in your fifth house, it is saying there could be romance in the air. There could be this major sexual appeal, you know, sex appeal going on. And you're going to be really creative. You're going to be moving into a very creative mode. Keep going with that. But I think what's going to free you is this journey, this trip that you're going to be taking. You're going to be taking a vacation of some sort or a short jaunt. Okay. Hope you enjoyed that reading, number two. My gosh, pile number two. Very, very exciting. Love it. All right. So moving on to pile number three. What does the universe say for you in the next 7 days? Very interesting. Wow. I'm getting new beginnings. Okay. It was kind of delayed at first, but now things are starting to move. You're opening a door, a new chapter in your life. And it's something that you've been wanting to do. You're like, you know what? I am ready to just do something new. I am tired of the old and I'm ready to go for it. I'm ready to just go for it, have faith and see what happens, right? This is the way of an entrepreneur. You think about it. This is what you want and you go after it, right? So I'm also getting in the realms of teaching, or you're going to be learning something. You're probably going to go to a workshop, a webinar, or maybe you're going to be teaching others something about research, wisdom, whatever it is. Your wisdom is very needed right now. It is saying you are here to teach others something that you know so well that needs to be taught to others. People really want your knowledge. Okay. There's something about you. They want to pick your brain because you just got this, so much information, and they're very drawn to you. This could be very spiritual knowledge, esoteric knowledge. It could be any knowledge, really, anything that's just kind of like out of the ordinary. And that's what I'm picking up for you. Pile number three. And I'm also getting victory and success, something about winning, that you're going to win, or you're going to be very victorious. So whatever it is that you're doing or thinking on this path, you're going to win. Oh my gosh. Awesome, Nick. Yay. Yeah. That's a very, very good reading. So you're going to be very successful, and you're going to win, and you're going to be very, very victorious. It is victory. You're going to be like, yeah, woohoo! And then the solar plexus chakra is popping up right now, and it's saying, I can, I can. That's what the solar plexus is. And your willpower is saying, yes, I can, and I'm ready. I'm ready to kick ass. Okay. So, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, number three, do it. Just keep at it already. Okay. You are on the right path. And you know what? It was a little slow at first, but things are starting to turn around for you. So let's go ahead and dive into the astrological cards right now. Let's see what the astrology cards say for pile number three. All right. So far, everything seems really exciting. Let's see here. All right, so I'm getting, the eighth house transformation area of your life is about shared resources and intense emotions. Libra, this energy is diplomatic and gracious. It seeks harmony and balance in relationships. And Capricorn, the energy around you is serious, materialistic, hardworking, bestows shrewdness, caution, and ambition. So what I'm getting is Libra and Capricorn is in your eighth house. And what it is, there's going to be major transformation in your relationship sector, major, and how you, it doesn't have to be love, or it could be love, or it could be anybody that you're dealing with, communicating, partnering up with. There's going to be some major transformation. And also a lot of powerful things are happening as far as your work ethics, money, your money goes, okay, materialism. And there's a lot of, there's fantasies involved as well. The Neptune, I'm seeing Neptune popping up, something that you've been longing for. You know, you fantasize, you're imagining, ooh, this could, it could go this way or that way. This could be very positive. And whatever it is that you're focusing on, number three, there's going to be a huge transformation. It's going to be something that you never really had before or had in a long, long time. And it's going to really bring you a lot of positivity in the financial section, and also water. I keep getting water, near water, a lot of water. So anyone in number three, if you've been like thinking about the ocean, just the ocean, and wanting to be near the ocean or living near the ocean, you might want to do that. This is something, maybe this is something you've never done before, or this is something very new for you. But you know, the ocean is beckoning a lot of you right now, saying, go towards the water, go live on a boat, or go, you know, anywhere near the water. And because there's something about this energy you're going to need. It's like moving into zero point. When you get to the ocean, the island, maybe it's like more of a zero point energy. So what I'm getting, again, there's going to be a major transformation, and it's a whole new chapter in your life. It's going to be very exciting for you. Okay. So let me pull out the moon card for number three. Let's see, what else do we have for pile number three here? And number eight also represents legacies. I wanted to let you know that too. Like anything that you've been building, securing, you know, you're going to be building a legacy. And I'm feeling something to do with wisdom, something to do with the wisdom that's been passed on to you. You want to pass that on later on in your legacy. That's what I'm feeling. And it's asking, what do you need to release? So during the waning phase of the moon, you need to let go of something that no longer serves you. Number three, it could be anything, emotionally, something that's really affecting you emotionally, and you're like, you know what, I just need to let go and just surrender to the divine. And your hard work is paying off. This is a new moon in Capricorn. So the good thing is, yes, your hard work, everything that you've been putting your energy into, is definitely paying off. It's going to get better. It's going to turn into a new chapter for you. And surrender to the divine. So when the next full moon comes, just let it all go. Release what you no longer need in your life. Let it go, which is the waning phase of the moon. And surrender to the divine. So when the full moon comes, you know, it's a really good time to at least, you know, focus on what it is that you want, manifest it, use your magic, journal it in, and just let it go. Surrender, let it go. And a lot of us, we have a hard time releasing, don't we? We have a difficult time releasing things like, oh, I want it now. And then it's like, okay, I'll let it go. But it's really hard to let it go, right? And the best way to do it is just finally make peace with it, write it down in the journal of what you want to see manifest, and just let it go and just focus on something else. Get excited about something else and then watch things starting to work out. I was listening to Abraham Hicks, really interesting. And it said, get into the vortex and whatever it is that you had an issue with is going to fix itself. So what does it mean? Feel good now. Just feel good. Find something to feel good about and appreciate, and whatever it is that you've been worried about, it's going to fix itself. It's going to work itself out. So just get into the vortex and you're going to be fine. Okay. For number three, hope you enjoyed that reading. Alrighty. So I'm moving on to the other number four. Finally, my pal number four. Let's see what we got here. Oh goodness. That's a good card. Okay. All right. So I am picking up in the next 7 days, there's going to be light, sunshine, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel. All right. And it's going to be good news. Great things are going to be happening. A lot of good luck. Every time I get the sun card, I always keep picking up happy times, good luck. Some good news is coming your way. And there's going to be something that you're going to be looking forward to. Your confidence is going to really pick up. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I'm so ready to get on with it already. And I'm also picking up solitude. There's been a lot of that happening. You know, lately you've been wanting to feel, or you're going to be feeling like you just want to be alone, be by yourself. You know, you want to maybe sleep in. You might feel a little heavy. Or you just want time to yourself. You don't want to be around a bunch of people, you know, you just kind of want to conserve your energy and restore it and feel better, because you're going through somewhat of a healing time. There might've been a conflict, or there's going to be a conflict in the very near future, within the next 7 days. You know, there might be some arguing or something, and you're going to be feeling like, you know what, I really don't want to be around people. I just want to, you know, be in the sunlight, soak in the sun, sit outside with my sun chair and just soak it all in and just enjoy my time with the sunshine. You know, that's what I'm picking up. It's like, you really don't want to be around a bunch of people. Something's just telling you it's not a good thing for you right now. And because you're just seeing out there, other people are, there's a lot of arguments, there's a lot of fighting, there's just a lot of war going on, and you're like, I don't want to participate in this, okay? So you're using your intuition, you're going to start, and I'm picking up, listen to your dreams, something's going to happen in your dreams, and it's saying that you're going to have more inspiring messages from your angels, maybe, your guides. And it is a very good idea to meditate during this time and just kind of relax, maybe even go on a little jaunt as well, because the sun card represents that things are going to start turning around for the better. You know, just kind of let go, whatever was said, any conflicts, anything negative, let it go, because something good is on its way for you. It means that nothing, that the things that no longer serve you are no longer part of your path anymore. Okay. So that's really good. Intuition's very heightened right now for a lot of people, by the way. Just wanted to let you know that. It is extremely heightened. And, you know, I can tell you from my experience, I mean, things like, I'll be thinking about something and all of a sudden something's happening right there, right then and there, you know, And it's just a good time to really tap into your inner self and tune in and just let go of any conflicts at this time. Okay. So what is happening? What's in the stars for pile number four? What is in the stars for pile number four? The ninth house, broadening your horizons, either spiritually, academically, or on a long journey. Oh, Capricorn again. You know, I got to check the planets because Capricorn keeps popping up in every reading. It must be Saturn, Capricorn. Now, I'm going to tell you what Capricorn actually represents too. It's a lot of limitations, restrictions, okay? There could be restrictions in money. You know, and this is in the last reading for number three. And I think all the other readings, 1, 2, 3, and 4, and Capricorn keeps popping up. So there must be Capricorn in just, you know, moving through some of your houses. And it's just saying there's going to be a little restriction, a little slowing down in some area of your life, but things will pick up. And what it's trying to tell you, number four, is you need to go inwards. You need to journey inwards. It is your time. Broaden your horizons with spirituality, with maybe learning something new, or maybe going on a long journey somewhere, just taking time off, retreating, going somewhere, maybe for yourself, maybe going to a monastery and meditate, who knows, yoga retreats, something that's going to help you greatly through this time. Period. It's very, very important. Oh goodness, Mars is coming up too. Your physical energy, drive energy, and fighting spirit. Yeah, you need to reserve your energy is what I'm picking up because I did pick up some conflict. And yeah, you really need to take time out for yourself this 7 days, number four. Okay, so, you know, hey, we felt the same thing last week. We had a war experience at a store, you know, because we didn't want to abide by specific rules. And my husband flipped and he pushed the security guy way back. Let's put it that way. There was a big conflict and boom, the guy went flying. The guy was half my husband's height. He's 6'2". And this guy went flying. It was just not a fun thing. But yeah, talk about major tests going on. If you're going through that, trust me, we went through it last week already. So just know, you know, whatever it is, yeah, the guy was just following my husband and, you know, put the mask over your nose. It was just, but it was the way the guy was harassing my husband. You know, he didn't say ask nicely. He was harassing. And it was just like, come on, are we thieves? Are we stealing something from your store? I mean, it was just the way the guy acted was just not, you know, very nice. So I totally get it. Mars is coming in full force within these 7 days in your ninth house, number four. And I would just try to transmute that energy and just focus on, you know, just turn inwards. Okay. That's the best thing to do right now. Okay. So what does the moon card say for you? Number four. Yeah, exactly. Think like a Texan. You got it, girl. Oh, madame, you're so funny. Okay. What is the moon card saying right now? Moon card is saying you're very close to achieving your goal. All right. Meditate and contemplate, and the end of a tough cycle is approaching. So that's good news. Whatever toughness that you're dealing with, there's a little, you know, conflict there. I will mention I did see that. Just meditate. And just relax and take a breath. It's going to get better. And the end of a very tough cycle is approaching, number four. Yeah, this is time to celebrate, okay? And they're saying you're very close to achieving your goal. So the way to do it, again, write it in your journal and manifest it. Just write it in your journal. Imagine you having it already. Feel it, taste it, touch it, smell it. Just immerse yourself in the feeling. Write it down. And say, it is done. I am so happy I have it now. I'm so freaking grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, universe. You know, let it go and just meditate. Take time out. Meditate with Tibetan bowls, with breathing. However way you need to learn to meditate, do it so you can stop thought. That's what meditation is about. Stop thought and just be in the now, okay? So I hope you enjoyed this reading, number four. number 3, 2, and 1. I hope you enjoyed this reading for today. And that is what's going to be happening for the next 7 days. Those of you who missed the reading, don't worry. It is recorded and it will appear on my website, joannajohnston.com. And once I upload it, it'll probably be within an hour, if not by tonight. You can go ahead and listen to the readings. It's for, you know, I have you imagine 1 through 4, pile 1 through 4, and then just imagine it and, you know, whatever it is that you want to pick, and then boom, the reading will be there for you. Okay. And I just wanted to give you another announcement again before I wrap this up. Next month, I'm going to be doing an Akashic Healing Hypnosis webinar, 3 days. And it's going to be on the 16th, 17th, and 18th of April, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Zoom. I'm really freaking excited. The first day, I'm going to teach you clinical hypnotherapy. The second day, past life regression. And the third day, Akashic Healing Hypnosis on how to connect with your ascended masters, connect with the Akashic records, and connect with your super conscious mind, your genie, to help heal you or heal your client. And also get like readings from your superconscious mind. You know, you get to ask tons of questions. What's going to happen in my life? What is my life purpose? What am I here for? How's my career going to go do? How am I going to do with money? How am I going to do with love? You can ask so many freaking questions, because this course is going to come with a live session per person. So I'm only taking 10 people. Okay. And the deadline is on April 1st. So to let you know that. It's very exciting. I love this type of work. And I find that those of you who are into hypnotherapy and want to channel your higher self, want to learn to do that, you're going to be able to learn to do that. And I get to record hearing you channel your superconscious mind right through you. It's going to be freaking fascinating. So to sign up, go to ravenmoonshadowtemple.com, ravenmoonshadowtemple.com, and look up in the link, it's under courses and programs, and then you'll be able to find it there. But I'm so freaking excited. I really want to see you mid-April with an awesome class of 10 people that I can show you this amazing technology. It's very similar to quantum healing hypnosis, but you don't have to go into the delta state. You don't have to go so deep in the hypnosis to communicate with your superconscious mind. That is definitely a miscommunication, because I've been able to do it with my clients, you know, delta, theta, alpha, it doesn't matter. And me being a channeler and a trance medium myself, I can move into a channeled state, just you know, calming my mind, calming my breath or whatever, tapping in, and within like alpha to theta, I can channel any type of energy. So you don't have to go so deep. That I don't know why they would say that, maybe according to their technique, but I'm already a certified quantum healing hypnotherapist anyway. I was trained by Dolores Cannon, so I do have my own style, what has worked for me and what has worked for my clients, okay? So if you want to learn more about it, and I'm going to be doing a video later on today. I'm going to be doing some slides and everything explaining more about the Akashic Healing Hypnosis webinar that's coming up in April, all right? So I hope you enjoyed your reading. Always happy doing readings for everyone. And then eventually I'll be doing readings online as well on YouTube and YouTube. Okay, folks, you have a wonderful week, 7 day ahead of you. Take care, everyone. Much love and light. And you can always contact me at joanna@pm.me. Take care.